DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jessie Wingard in Bonn. Flash flooding and landslides in India have killed more than 550 people. Rescuers recovered the body from the Ganges River in northern India as water levels finally began to recede following a week of heavy rains across the region. Thousands, mainly pilgrims and tourists, are still stranded or missing. Flooding has swept away houses, buildings and entire villages, hindering rescue efforts. In Brazil, more than a million people have taken to the streets across 80 cities in protest of government corruption, poor public services and the cost of the 2014 World Cup. Following 2 weeks of protests, President Dilma Rousseff held an emergency meeting with the nation's justice minister and is expected to address the nation later on Friday. The protests have overshadowed the Soccer Confederations Cup, which is seen as a warm-up to the World Cup. Several of the protests have been held outside the stadiums where matches are being played. Despite the unrest, soccer's governing body FIFA has vowed to continue with the tournament and has ruled out cancelling any games. A FIFA spokesman said all the teams participating in the tournament are being kept up to date on the security situation. Tens of thousands of Egyptian Islamists have gathered to show support to the country's president, Mohamed Morsi. The supporters gathered ahead of an opposition protest planned for June 30, the date marking his one-year anniversary in office. The opposition has accused Morsi of failing to fulfil the promises which brought him to power and are demanding the military takeover. The threat of terrorism in Africa's Sahel remains high despite the weakening of Islamist groups in northern Mali. European Union representative in the region, Mikhail Reverend, said that a French-led military intervention launched against al-Qaeda-linked militant groups had not reduced the danger. Suicide attacks in May, which killed more than 20 people, he said, proved the threat was ever present. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has attended a major art exhibition in Russia amid a row over stolen works. Earlier on Friday, a government spokesman announced the event had been called off due to differing opinions as to who owned the pieces being exhibited. The exhibition, being held in St. Petersburg, contains a number of art pieces taken during and after the Second World War, including 600 works from Germany, Merkel said. Merkel was in Russia Friday for an international economic forum as well as bilateral talks with Putin. Lebanon's army has sealed off Beirut's parliamentary district. Protesters blocked roads and burnt tyres after parliamentary elections scheduled for later this month were postponed. Meanwhile, one person has died near Lebanon's main border crossing with Syria as protesters and government troops clashed following a shooting earlier this week where three Shiite men were gunned down. The predominantly Sunni Muslim protesters say they had been cut off by security forces investigating the shootings. A bomb attack targeting a mosque in the northwestern Pakistan city of Peshawar has killed a number of Shiite Muslim worshippers. A police spokesman said the attack in the Gushlang colony happened as a prayer leader was delivering his Friday sermon. At least 15 people are believed to have been killed, with 25 injured. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, but radical Sunni Muslims have stepped up attacks over the past several years on minority Shiites. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna in Italy, has been granted World Heritage status by UNESCO. The World Heritage Committee granted Etna special status for over 2,000 years of documented scientific importance. The committee, meeting in Cambodia, said the volcano had educational as well as cultural value, which is of global significance. At its 10-day meeting in Phnom Penh, the committee is considering whether to grant heritage status to 31 sites, including Japan's Mount Fuji and the city of Agadez in Niger. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jessie Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.